free from sin. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Romans 6:18. John 8:32 is very familiar. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then a little bit later on in that same chapter at verse 36, he says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. It's not easy to say to anyone, as far as citizenship is concerned in any nation, you are free indeed. And yet, spiritually speaking, I just read from God's Word where any one of us, all those having sinned, can turn to Jesus Christ and can be made free from that sin. Now, it is important that we understand that he is not necessarily saying that we will be made free from the consequences of sin or from the circumstances resulting from the sin as it was committed. In fact, as we've also emphasized previously tonight, we may suffer the consequences for an entire lifetime, but we do not have to suffer the consequences into the eternity, because we can be made free from the penalty of sin, and we need to learn how to allow ourselves to be made free from the guilt of sin. Let me say that again. It's very important. We may not be made free from the consequences of sin, but we can be made free from the penalty of sin and ought to allow ourselves to be made free from the guilt of sin. The scars of sin may be there and may remain there, but we can turn things around. And we can be made free from sin. We can receive forgiveness. We can be made free. And folks, if I understand the Word of God, we can overcome sin. Overcome it to where we live perfect lives without making mistakes? No. Overcome it to where we can be big enough that we can handle everything by ourselves and do not need God or Christ? Certainly not. But overcome it with the help of God and with the help of Christ. And I believe that the story that I shared with you tonight shows us that we can even overcome the bad reputation that may have been brought about by sin. Sometimes it takes a while, as it did in the case of this young man. It took many years for him to make people forget that that ST stood for sheep thief, and to even think that it might stand for saint. It took many years to overcome the problem that he had with his reputation, but he was able to do it. Look at the Apostle Paul and all that he overcame. When you and I remember Paul today, do we remember him as a persecutor of the church? Probably not really. Oh, we remember that it happened. But we remember Paul basically as a powerful preacher of God's Word. Think about David for a moment. Do we just remember David because of the gross sins that he committed? And I believe they were. No, we have a tendency to remember David as the man after God's own heart and the one whose name is associated with the throne on which our Savior himself sits. Sin can be overcome. Even the reputation of sin can be overcome. If we are willing to turn to God, willing to pick ourselves up with the help of God, and prove to people who we really are and what we really want to do. A man is told to prove his own work in Galatians 6, verses 3 and 4. And he says, then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. That rejoicing is not in selfishness, but it is in the self that is turned to Jesus Christ, who can, according to Philippians 4:13, do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It is possible to overcome sin. It is possible to even overcome the reputation that is associated with sin. The bottom line of what I have tried to say tonight in this lesson is that though the scars of sin may remain, the guilt of sin and the penalty of sin can be overcome. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. When you and I commit sin, we may suffer at that time. We may even suffer later, especially because of the consequences. But it is interesting there in 1 John 2, where he says, "These things write unto you that ye sin not," that immediately, in basically the same sentence, he says, "And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." My little children, don't sin if you can possibly avoid it. Yet if you sin, remember we have an advocate with the Father. And Jesus the righteous is going to make it possible for us to be forgiven, to be made free, and to overcome that sin, possibly even overcoming the bad reputation associated with it. A side note perhaps is important, and that is that at the same time that we need the forgiveness of God, we need the forgiveness of one another. And at the same time that we expect God to forgive us, we need to expect to forgive others ourselves and to accept that forgiveness. It may very well be the case that one of the hardest points associated with sin and its forgiveness is our own personal inability to forgive self and to really accept the forgiveness from others and from God, and to really believe that though the scars may remain, we can be forgiven, we can be made free, and we can overcome. But let me hasten to say, I personally don't know of anywhere we can find that way to overcome except in Jesus. I know of nowhere that we can receive the forgiveness that can result in our being able to go to heaven except through Jesus and through his Father that sent his Son to be our Savior. The Bible clearly teaches that when you as a penitent believer have confessed Christ and are baptized into him, that it is for the remission of sins. And it clearly teaches that you are to repent and pray to God, that each one of us is, in order to be forgiven, that even the thought of one's heart might be forgiven. Acts chapter 8. It all comes down to that very simple conclusion. Though the scars of sin may leave a mark, we can receive forgiveness, we can be made free, and we can overcome sin through the blood of Jesus Christ. If you have not turned to him in the power of his blood, do that now as together we stand and sing.